From the Syrian, says about our first reading today that Naaman had the faith that God was even in the dirt in the land of Israel. And so he wants to take that dirt back with him so he can put it in his own homeland and actually worship in a place, I guess you could say, that's actually worthy of God, and place that our Lord has deemed as his chosen land and his chosen people. So he has this great idea and this great desire to give thanks to God always, and he wants to give thanks to the true God with his whole heart. And so he tries to give this great gift to Elisha, but obviously he denies it just out of this abundance of thankfulness of being healed. But the lepers, on the other hand, they kind of obviously don't do exactly that same thing. They don't have that grateful heart except for that one of them. And so the nine continue to go on to the place that they're going, and they continue to show the people they're supposed to show, but they don't turn around from a grateful heart. They don't turn around to thank the man who healed them, who gave them their life back, who saved their lives, because leprosy, if you don't know, it's a horrible, horrible disease naturally. If you've ever seen pictures of a leper, they're pretty gruesome at times. And so these people are ostracized from society. No one wants to be near them. No one wants to talk to them. No one wants to even get close to them, because if you get that, you also will be ostracized from society. And so to be healed of leprosy is a huge, huge, huge blessing, and that cannot be underestimated. And so these people should have turned around. And even whenever we read the readings, there's a part of our heart that kind of hurts a little bit, knowing that they didn't turn around to give thanks to God, to give thanks to Jesus Christ, because we know that through this ungratefulness, there's also a sense of it being unjust. That whenever we receive something so great from our Lord, out of justice, we should give thanks. We should be thankful. Our mind should go to that place of thankfulness so that we can actually be just in our thanks to God at times. But unfortunately, it doesn't. And unfortunately, sometimes in our lives, we kind of get so centered on ourselves, we get so egotistic at times, that we kind of forget the good things that are happening in our lives and only concentrate on the bad things or the things that could be better. Sometimes within our lives, if I take a guess, some of us think to ourselves, why did so-and-so receive this pay raise at work and I didn't? Why did they get promoted and I didn't? Why did they get to go on these fancy vacations and everything and I don't? How come this person gets all these likes to their posts on Facebook or Instagram or whatever whenever I'm a better artist or I take better pictures or I have funnier posts or whatever the case may be? And so sometimes we're comparing ourselves and we're only thinking about the things we don't have instead of thinking about the things that we do have within our lives. Because sometimes we should really be asking ourselves some really basic questions. Can I put food on the table for my family? Is everyone in my family healthy? Can we pay the bills? And if we can do those things, then we should be thankful. Even though that seems kind of like the bare minimum, even though it seems like, of course, everyone should have these things, of course, we should expect these things from Almighty God, but think of all the people in the world who can't say yes to those basic things. How many people don't have enough food in their lives? How many people don't have a roof over their heads? How many people have sick people in their families who are struggling with cancer for the first, second, third, fourth times in their life? How many of these people have something that is lacking in their lives, healthy food, good food, that we just kind of take for granted so often because we refuse to thank God for the little things that we have in our lives? Especially here in the U.S., it's very easy to take so many things for granted whenever we live in such a materialistic world and culture and country that we're very blessed to have so many things. But one of the things that maybe many of us kind of take for granted at times or kind of forget to really give thanks to God for on a weekly basis would be being thankful for the Eucharist. Sometimes whenever we come up to receive the Eucharist, maybe we're distracted, maybe we're not fully present, maybe the readings were really boring, maybe the homily was even more boring, maybe we're just not fully there, or maybe there's some kid that's screaming, we're so distracted by this kid that all we can think is like, man, I wish that kid would be quiet, or maybe that is your kid and you really wish that kid would be quiet. Whatever the case may be, we get distracted and we just can't fully be there to really thank God for that amazing, beautiful gift we receive in that moment. because we'll never really fully understand the gift that we are receiving every single Mass until we're on the other side of eternity. We'll never fully appreciate it, fully understand what that really means to our Lord and to us every time we receive that Eucharist. Because every time we do, all Jesus wants to hear from us is a simple thank you. All he wants to hear from us is how much we truly love him, of how much we want to give ourselves to him, because he gives himself fully to us every single Mass. And so our hearts should be filled with a thankfulness. Our minds should be filled with a thankfulness. We should have such grateful hearts that it overflows into other areas of our life. And it's not just in the Eucharist we should be thankful for. We should be thankful for even the little things in our lives. Sometimes things we take for granted, or sometimes things that can be very easy to get annoyed by, whether it be our siblings, our family, our parents, school at times, whatever the case may be. There are so many things to be grateful for in our lives, especially here in America. Because whenever we kind of surround ourselves with this thankfulness, and whenever we truly have grateful hearts, and that's kind of the ordinary measure in which our hearts just kind of naturally go to, then it also protects us from all these different vices that could potentially pop up in our lives, whether that vice be bitterness, anger, resentment, or being discontent. The Israelites in this point in history, in this first reading, they're kind of struggling with the prophets because they keep seeing that the Baals and all these other different pagan religions, that they seem to be doing better than they are. Their gods seem to be answering their prayers, and not the God of Israel is not answering their prayers. The Baals seem to be more present to them, and they are not. And so they're growing in this bitterness. They're seeing how all these pagan gods are answering their prayers, and so they keep turning away from our Lord. They grow more and more angry with him because they feel like God's not upholding his end of the deal. They're growing in resentment because they see how much better the Baals are off than they are. And so this discontentment grows within their hearts. And they've so wrapped up their hearts in this anger and resentment that they can't be thankful anymore for the good things that our Lord has done for them, for the promises he has fulfilled in their lives, for the good things he continues to give to them in their lives. And so when we have these grateful hearts on everything, then we can see better with the glory of God and see the way he is acting in our lives. Because there are moments in our lives when we feel like our Lord gives us a particularly heavy cross and we're just face down in the dirt because it's so heavy we can't lift our eyes up anymore. We can't even get up because it feels like the cross is just crushing us into the ground and we are just suffocating underneath the weight of it. But we have to be willing to try as hard as we possibly can just to lift our head a little bit, to see the sun again, to see how he's acting, to be thankful for what little things we do get. Because even that cross, as heavy and as horrible as it may be at times in our lives, is something to be grateful for, is something to be thankful for. Saint Thérèse of Lisieux once said, "What most draws down graces from our dear Lord is gratitude. For if we thank him for a gift, he is touched and hastens to give us 10 more." So my brothers and sisters, let us really grow with a heart of gratitude today, to always see the ways in which our Lord is working, and to always, always, always be thankful for him in our lives.